It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Oh, happy Fraxious Friday and a Fab Four Friday at that. It is August the 20th, and this is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. We call it a Fab Four Friday because our bumper music in and out of commercials, like you're listening to in the background right now, is brought to you by John Paul, George, and Ringo, the Beatles, also known as the Fab Four. A little bit of weather for the Colorado River Valley. Let me tell you, it's going to be 102 today when sunny, and then it's just like a ladder. You're walking up and up and up and up. 103 tomorrow, 105 on Sunday, 106 on Monday, 109 on Tuesday. And then it's saying for the remainder of the week, 112 to 115. It says bright, sunny, thunderstorms are not in the forecast at all. So we'll see what happens there. A little sports action for you. Tonight, the Arizona Cardinals, this is a preseason game, but they take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff office 5 o'clock. Tomorrow night, we have the Diamondbacks and the Coyotes from Colorado at 5:10. And then on Sunday, they play again at 12:10. And then on Monday night at 4:05, the Diamondbacks take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'll get that out. Yes. I do want to tell you a little bit about COVID. Wednesday, the numbers for Mojave County were 210. That was for Tuesday and Wednesday, 48 hours. They'll report again sometime later today. The state of Arizona reported yesterday 3,500 cases, and today 3,100 cases. So if you're thinking this is going away, think again. It's not. Not anytime fast. That's for sure. Trying to get this some people from Warm Sea on next month, and already they're saying, you know, we don't know if we're going to be able to because COVID's driving them crazy. Speak Out each and every day, Speak Out 2.0 each and every day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Bullhead City, Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall, faces out to Casino Drive, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95, right by Target. They have the Imaging Center over at Hancock Road at Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has wound care, sports medicine, and orthopedic surgeons, and podiatrists and family doctors. Then, of course, Warm Sea is on Silver Creek Road. You know, I want to pause for a minute because speaking of Silver Creek Road, you know, yesterday was a tough day in Bullhead City. We lost Lieutenant Nick Sessions a week ago on the 6th to COVID. He had been in Warm Sea for 4 weeks fighting for his life. They then had the opportunity to ship him in an airplane to Phoenix to a facility with a machine that was supposed to be able to do more for him, and he was there about 24 hours and passed away. Yesterday was his celebration of life, and that's what it was. They did a procession down Silver Creek Road. I stood at attention in my fire department uniform as they passed by me. I also was FaceTiming it live. What a showing. Agencies from all over the tri-state area, a lot of unmarked cars that you didn't know where they were from. You know, those are usually supervisors, you know, lieutenants and captains and whatnot usually have those. But they were from all over too, because once we got to the Anderson Fieldhouse, you saw all the different uniforms from Metro here in Laughlin, also Nevada Highway Patrol, CHP in Needles, San Bernardino Police, or San Bernardino Sheriff. I saw the captain down there who's been on my show here. We had the Mojave County Sheriff's Office there. Starting at the top, Doug Schuster, both his number two gentlemen, and an array of deputies and sergeants and whatnot. Kingman, Rusty Cooper, the police chief, was there, and some of his team. Havasu, Dan Doyle, the chief of police there, was there with some of his team. And you just saw, you know, the Arizona Highway Patrol, California Highway Patrol. It was amazing. And hats off to Andy Severiano, Lieutenant Andy Severiano. He was on the show here a month ago with his captain and the chief. And I found out late last night that the entire celebration of life was under Andy's command. Part of his responsibilities as the emergency services director for the city of Bullhead City. But let me tell you something. That celebration of life last night could have been in Phoenix, could have been in Washington, D.C. It went off very professional. It was beautiful, and I don't mind saying that, and it was perfect. Jerry Duvall, who was a retired Bullhead City police officer, who's also a pastor, ran the event. Police Chief Robert Tribbs got up there and spoke, and he spoke about first meeting Nick when he was a deputy sheriff, but that he was about to come to Bullhead PD. And then he also promised the family, you know, Jesse and Aaron, that you're still part of the Bullhead City Police Department family. So I just want to say hats off to our entire police department, all the individuals that partook in yesterday. The Bullhead City Fire Department was carrying the flags. A great, awesome event. Awesome event. It's on Facebook, the Bullhead Police Department. If you just put in their name under Facebook, you'll see pictures of it and video. So I just needed to say that. And when I was talking about Warm Sea being on Silver Creek, it just triggered that. All right. We're also brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Yes, how often do you think about you pay too much for insurance? Well, let's find out. You know, go sit down with Greg and Stephanie, or Stephanie, either one, and show them your policies, your life insurance, auto insurance, your home insurance, commercial, maybe you have farm or ranch insurance. Show them to them and say, hey, is there a way we can put some of this together and I can pay less? And let them save you some money. Call them and set up an appointment, 763-8464. You know, if you can save $50 a month for a year, that's a chunk of change. Spot On. Yes, processing credit cards never became any easier than this. Spot On is locally operated and has a local representative available to set you up. And there's no hidden processing fees, no long-term contracts. You go month to month. Funding is available the next day. And Spot On integrates Google Pay and Apple Pay also. They're available in Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu City, and Needles. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. Also, we're brought to you by Echo Transmission and Auto Repair, and transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you changed your transmission fluid? Yeah, you better think about that. And speaking of oil changes, they're free with a complete tune-up, and it's a great time to check your air conditioning. $19.99 plus Freon. Call Echo at 444-1244 and make an appointment today, and let them take good care of you. And now, on the phone for social distancing, because she's going to the Arizona Cardinal at Kansas City Chiefs preseason game tonight, so she wants to get an early start. Becky Fossen, who was our president and CEO of the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Becky.
Hey there.
How are you?
Wearing my Cardinals garb today.
Oh, I bet you are, yeah. Yeah, and someone's probably getting to start your car in another 45 minutes, so you can jump in it and go, right?
That's right. I filled up. I ran through the car wash. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. Full tank and a clean car. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, what's happening at the Chamber of Commerce?
Oh my goodness, we are just keeping busy, busy, busy. So I'm hoping that we get to stay that way. You know, I listen to all of these COVID numbers and everything, and just keep my fingers crossed.
Right.
That
yeah.
We won't have to go back to where we were last year. I don't think it's going to go there, but I think, you know, there will be restrictions, and we all just have to be smart about what we're doing. So.
Exactly, exactly.
Hopefully we can keep the economy going and, you know, not have to live through that again.
Right. So. You had a mixer last night. How was your mixer?
We did. We had a really nice mixer last night at the Catherine Heindreich Center. had a really good turnout. The ladies there did some great food, and I was telling them, I said, it's kind of got a special place in my heart there. My mother-in-law, Mavis, was very, very involved there. She did craft classes on Tuesdays, and she had her lunch bunch, and it's just such a great facility, and I was reminded on the way out that it's not a senior center, it's an adult center, so anybody over 21 can go there, but, you know, they do dance classes, and they help people with taxes, and they have, you know, Steve Kahn is still doing his movie night there on once a month on a Friday night. My husband and I go to that every now and then, and they really do a lot of things and help out a lot of people, and they had some information on isolation and those kinds of things, how to help people out.
Well,
they do, so just a great place.
That's good. You got a good turnout last night?
Yeah, we did. We had a really nice turnout. So
good.
And I think it was pretty much full, all the tables that they had prepared. So.
Fantastic. So,
yeah,
hey,
I don't know, 40-ish.
I'm told, of course, you went into new offices recently.
Yes.
And I understand that the Bee has a virtual tour of your new offices available for people to see.
They do, yes. And I honestly, I'm ashamed to say that I haven't had an opportunity to see it yet. The last couple of days, I've been very, very busy. But I've had several people tell me that they did a really nice job. So, yeah, it's on the Bee News, and I think on their Facebook. So,
good.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to take some time today and get to check that out because those guys, they just do such a fabulous job. And, you know, we do with them, we call it the business buzz. And so we try to go out to different businesses and video and get to know people and, you know, of course, exposure for our businesses. And we've also partnered with them on some workforce development videos between Arizona at Work, Local First Arizona, the Chamber, and Mojave County Economic Development have all pooled some money together. And we're doing, I think it's 15 videos of different segments workforce. I mean, we're doing like manufacturing, healthcare, hospitality.
Okay.
You know, the different segments like that that we'll be using as recruitment and promotional things we'll be sending out of the area to try to bring some workforce in here. We've got so many people looking to come here and so many open jobs that we need to start bringing people in.
Well, and that's all over Mojave County, you know.
It is. Well, I think it's all over the country.
It is. Some of the casinos are offering sign-on bonuses to be a house attendant, you know, to work in the rooms and clean the rooms. You get a sign-on bonus, and that's never been heard of before.
Right. Well, and I have to say, I said many years ago, you know, the baby boomers that someday they're going to start leaving the workforce and we're going to be in trouble because people weren't having babies and stuff as much, you know. And and now here we are with this shortage of people and with the world transitioning so much, too, that the skills are so different, you know. So.
Well, and I think, too, my personal opinion is I think some of these stimulus dollars play a part of that where – people are staying home, living on stimulus dollars, and sitting on the couch watching Opie and Oprah, and they don't want to go back to work.
And that's certainly not helping the situation.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to turn off all the satellite TVs, and then they might go back to work if they didn't have anything to watch during the day.
You know? Right. Well, and then again, you know, with COVID and people working from home, you get comfortable in that environment. And then they're looking more for that type of employment than going actually back out and really working. Though I guess I know because he told me. Chuck from AMR said they've had a very successful with their EMTs, they started a training program where they actually pay for the schooling and pay you while you go to school to train to be an EMT, and they had 14 sign up for the last class, and it's been very successful, and they're looking at doing that again.
Well, and I had the
been a great thing.
I had the administrator on the other day from Legacy Rehab and Care here in Bullhead City, Kristen Ott, and they're doing the same thing with CNAs. They have a CNA program tied with Mojave Community College, and they are bringing people off the street and putting them into a training program and paying them also to become a CNA. And then if they want to go on and become an LPM or RN, they will pay them on the job training. So, you know, it more and more of that is happening in our community. And I think that MCC, our community development teams, and as you mentioned, you know, Arizona at Work, what a great group that is. Because they help all these people, you know, get your butt out there and get a job. So,
Right, yeah. So it is. It's a major team effort. But, yeah, the team is really trying. So.
I agree. Let us take our first break and get you into some Beatles. And we'll be right back. If you have questions, 702-298-1063.
Do you have pain in your knees or hips? Hello, I'm Dr. Smith Meads at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We specialize in helping alleviate your joint pain. We can start with things that are less aggressive, such as physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, and injections, and trying to control your pain. Joint replacement surgery is also a possibility, and I'm here to provide that as well. It all starts with an office visit. Please call us today at 928-444-1491.
Mojave Electric welcomes another year of Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help you save energy dollars. Pre-sales for MEC members to purchase trees are August 28th and September 11th between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Phone calls only. For more information, contact Member Services at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
The best customer reviews in Mojave County. ATCO Auto Repair are where the guys get your vehicle back on the road quick and smoothly. Summer is here, and it isn't letting up. ATCO Auto is offering AC service for $19.99, plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $149.99. And get this, oil changes for only $23. Why call around for the best auto repair for your vehicle when you know you got ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City? They're the big blue building located off Hancock, right behind Hobby Lobby.
Day after day. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. I had lunch there the other day with the Assistant Chief, Justin Flummer, of the Bullhead City Fire Department, good buddy of mine. Perkins is fully open, and they're ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, desserts. Enjoy delicious hot breakfast, mouth-watering dinners, awesome lunches, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner is served all day. Then from the kitchen, or from the bakery, you know, when you get ready to leave, you got to walk past that little glass counter there, and you see the pies and the cookies and the muffins and the brownies. And, oh, gosh, take some home. And a whole pie only starts at $9.99. Yeah. Mojave Mortgage. This is the guy with all the money. I tell you, I'm surprised Biden hasn't called him and said, I need a loan. If you need a loan, maybe you want a vacation home in the Wallapies. You know, some friends of mine are buying one. Or you need an investment home. Or you want to get into the BRB business, you know, with an investment home, or you want to add on or refi, you call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen. Chad's got all kinds of money. He's got this vault underneath his desk. It's the size of Dot Foods, folks. One of the biggest buildings in Mojave County, underground. Yeah, and it's full of money. Full. Oh, but the walls are 14 inches thick concrete. You can't get in. Don't worry. Don't go breaking in over the weekend. You can't get in. You can't. You don't know. You know. It's not easy. And Mojave Mortgage, the deal is you just go in, you sit down, you fill out a couple pieces of paper, say you need $380,000, and then, boom, he disappears. He goes down in the basement, gets your $380,000, he goes to the shelves and picks it up, puts it on a silver platter, brings it up and hands it to you. It's that easy. Yeah, almost, you know, but give him a call. 928-288-2691. He's got the integrity and the interest rates is the no-brainer of no-brainers, as he puts it. And he's the Lake Havasu City Business Chamber Business of the Year. So he knows what he's doing. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Local and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. And Risen Star, you know, if you're going to put your pets there, you're going to need a reservation. Call now, 754-3006. TWN Communications are partnering with MEC to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. I love that sentence. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband. If you haven't done it yet, pre-register. It doesn't cost anything. You're not committing to anything. They're just going to email you and keep you up to date. If you don't have internet, call 888-227-2095. All right, back on the phone here with Becky. She's getting ready to go to the Cardinals game tonight. Lucky, lucky, lucky you.
Yeah.
I'm
excited.
Oh, I bet you are.
I'm ready for a real season, but, you know, preseason will work for now.
Yeah, you know, it's a start, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, you got a mixer coming up next week. It's a morning mixer next Friday, a week from today.
We are back in business doing good stuff again. So, yeah, at the American Legion on the 26th, I believe it is.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. The days, they're going too fast. Yeah. August 26th, yep, 7:30 in the morning at the American Legion downtown Kingman. We will be there for our sunrise mixer. And then right after that is over, we are heading out to Horizon Community Bank for a ribbon cutting at 9:30.
Wow, busy morning.
Yeah.
And I want to tell the businesses or even the retired folks that are listening, you know, mixers are open to everybody. And
exactly.
If you have to be at work at 8, well, get up just a little bit earlier and stop by the mixer for 15-20 minutes and then go to work, you know. And get to meet some of the business people in your community and some of the community leaders. You never know. The city manager could stop by. Some of the elected officials could stop by. And, you know, so, great way to start a Friday morning.
Right. Well, and it's a good way to check out some businesses, too, if, you know, you just want to pop in and find out what they're all about. And you know, it's a way to learn about what's going on in your community. So,
right. And then next month you have a evening mixer at Anderson Ford in Kingman.
Right, yep, they're kind of newly remodeled there, so we'll be having that. And again, we have a ribbon cutting the same day. We'll be kicking off the Mojave County Fair at 10 o'clock.
Wow.
So we'll be doing the ribbon cutting there at 10 a.m., and the fair will start. And then, yeah, that evening, then we'll be over at Anderson Ford.
And that starts the fair, huh?
That starts the fair, yes, the ribbon cutting, and I believe the Young Marines will be there to do their color guard and... yeah, so that's been kind of some news here. Well, it's Mojave County-wide, but I guess more
right.
than Kingman because it's here.
Right.
You know, with the Board of Supervisors voting to take over the Fair Association, and then yesterday we did have a special board meeting where that will not happen now until December 31st.
Oh, okay.
So to put everybody at ease, the Fair Association will still be in charge of all of the events scheduled through the end of the year. So the livestock show that was happening in a couple of weeks, 28th and 29th, that will still go as planned.
Good.
The fair will still go as planned. All contracts that are in place, vendors, carnival, all of that stuff will still be going on. The rodeo is safe, you know, all of those things will go just as they already had been. So.
Well, that's good, and because I'm sure people were concerned about that.
Yes.
But I hate to defend our county supervisors, but I think their goal is to not only keep the existing things going, but maybe bring in some more stuff. So I don't think they're going to harm the fairgrounds. Maybe they'll enhance it. Maybe they'll get to walk around and say, oh, we need to put some work in here, too.
Well, and I think, you know, I'm on the board there.
Right.
So I've been very heavily involved in all of this. And I just have to say, from the state fair people, the county, our board, everybody has the same end goal.
Right.
Everybody wants to see the fairgrounds be a successful event center for all of Mojave County.
Right.
And so it needs a lot of TLC, and, you know, the county does have staff and they've got equipment and things that hopefully they can get in there and help with some of that and make it a place that all of us are proud of and make it a place that we can do.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things we need more than anything here are events, and, you know, we can have horseshoe tournaments. We had the Johnny Cash tribute band last Friday night in there. We really want to start doing things like that, where once a month there's an open outdoor concert, and, you know, just really start using those grounds for things like that, you know, the motorsports, bringing those back.
Right.
Riding.
Well, and I think that all of our chambers and our cities, all three cities in Mojave County, Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead, are finding out, and maybe it's not a secret, but they're realizing that the more events that you put on in your community, the more that people go to these events and they spend money and they go out to dinner, or they, you know, drive there and spend gas. And it keeps your economy rolling, and it keeps the city's coffers full.
Exactly.
And of course, Ryan Frueworth up there with all the tournaments that he brings into Kingman, and then down here we got, you know, Dave Heath and Jeff Tipton worked together, and I think in Bullhead they had 80 tournaments last year in 52 weeks. So there's a lot of weekends and a lot of weeks. You've got two and three tournaments going on, and, you know, it takes your Jack in the Box and your Carl's Jr. and everybody else and loads them up with people, and that's why our economy is in good shape, and our cities are in good shape, so that's a good thing. Let's take another break.
Well located.
Right, and we're going to come right back and chat more with Becky. If you have questions for Becky in Kingman Chamber, 702-298-1063 is our phone number. Give us a call. We can take two people on the phone at one time. Yeah, I think I can remember how to do that.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Credit card processing. You think about it as much as going to the dentist. Spot-On's innovative and seamless design saves your staff countless hours of time and as much as a mortgage payment in fees annually. With Spot-On, there's no contracts, transparent fair pricing, unbeatable customer service, and a free, no-obligation account review cost comparison. Fane O'Brien, 35 years local and your expert with the know-how to get your business Spot-On today. Call 928-706-2784 today for your free consultation.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at laughlinranch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Mini-Ana Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by, oh boy, where do we start? ProFit Kitchen. Yes, the all-new healthy restaurant in Bullhead City in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. You're going to find them tasty, filling, and good for you, all in the same time. And Eric has a secret. He takes care of that. And by the way, Eric's looking for some help. If you want to go to work at ProFit Kitchen, stop in and see Eric. He's the owner. They also have nitro coffees. They have organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions start at $8. That's Eric's idea of a frozen TV dinner. Well, it's not frozen, but $8. You call in and in the morning and say, hey, I want this for lunch, and then they put that together. You stop by, pay for it, pick it up, take it to work, stick it in the refrigerator, and then pop it in the microwave, and you've got a nice, hot, fresh meal that's good for you and filling. Wow. Go to ProFitKitchen.com for more information, and that's KITCHIN. Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in repair, alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in pest solutions, commercial or residential, and Barron uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. Call for a scheduled treatment, 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions, if it's not comfortable in your home today or your office, you better get to busy, because I told you it's going to start stair-stepping. We're going up a ladder here for a week. It's going to get nothing but warm, so call 758-2400 if you need a technician to come to your home and fix your thermostat, your air conditioning, or your swamp cooler. Kingman, Bullhead City, and California, Arizona Comfort Solutions, they take care of them all, and they're good. They take care of my house. 758-2400, let them take care of yours. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize and test everyone in the building as required by COVID, for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. And we got Becky back on the phone here before she heads to the Cardinals game. Every listener just went, oh, man, I want to go.
Yeah.
And they do. You know, everybody wants to go to the Cardinals. They got a good shot. They got a good opportunity this year going some places.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hoping for a fun basketball season, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
So close with basketball, too. I'm a huge Suns fan as well. So.
You know, you can't do any better than, you know, coming in second. I mean,
right.
Maybe this year they'll come in first, but they came in second. That's pretty good, you know.
Well, especially when they were the bottom of the barrel just a couple of years ago.
So I know.
Pretty exciting to watch that.
Yeah, you got a pancake breakfast coming up tomorrow in Kingman, don't you?
I believe, yes, at the Catherine Heindreich Center, yes.
Yeah.
You know what else we have this weekend in Kingman?
Tell us.
The Grape Stomp.
The what?
The Grape Stomp.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I had them in here a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
this is a big deal. You go out there and stomp grapes, the whole family.
So... yeah, I think I have not done it before. I've wanted to do it for years. I think I'm going to try to head out there tomorrow or Sunday and do that. We've also got a great band playing in the park on Sunday afternoon. The Sounds of Kingman is bringing in Good Heart. They're one of my favorite local bands here.
Ah.
So we are going to go listen to them on Sunday afternoon. Yeah, you can't beat that afternoon at Metcalf Park on the grass and the trees and a little bit of music.
Yeah.
Beautiful way to end a weekend.
I have texted the flyer for the grape event to a whole bunch of people I know in Kingman that are friends of mine and said, go do this. It sounds so fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting thing. You know, and there are several wineries out there now.
Yeah.
People don't think of Kingman as, you know, wine country, but I believe there are, there's at least four out there now, and there may be a fifth one.
And they do a tour where they take you to all of them. So,
right. Yeah.
It's all part of it. So the grape stomp is at one place, but you end up going to all of them if you wish.
Exactly.
How fun is that?
So, that'll be a good time.
Yeah. How's your Andy Awards doing?
Andy Awards, we are accepting nominations. We're getting more in. Of course, you know, it's the deadline is actually on Monday.
Right.
So hurry up. You've got the weekend to get those done and get them in. But we still have open categories, you know, so please send in those nomination forms and nominate. There's so many good people doing so many good things, especially this last year. So doesn't take a lot to send in that nomination and just recognize somebody for doing great things.
Yeah.
I was looking for one here on my desk to rattle off the categories. We've got Business of the Year, Student of the Year, Citizen of the Year, Young Professional, Most Improved Commercial Property.
And if you live in Kingman, you know these businesses and you know these people, so nominate them. Take 5 minutes over the weekend. It's on your website, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go just Google Kingman Chamber of Commerce, Arizona.
Yep.
And it'll pop right up.
KingmanChamber.com.
Yeah, it'll pop right up, and then you'll find Andy Awards application, and you fill it out, and boom. It's that
simple. It's a very simple form. You don't even have to type in the form if you just want to pick the category. And if you've got something, you know, you can type it up in a Word document if that's easier for you and just attach it. Send it in. The most important thing is recognizing the people doing good work.
Right, no kidding. Now, who's going to judge all those?
Oh, that's a secret.
Oh, you don't even tell who the judges are?
Nope, we never disclose who our judges are.
Okay. You're afraid someone's going to take them to lunch or breakfast or, you know.
Right. Yeah. We don't want any bribing going on.
Okay.
Yeah, we use different people. You know, we do choose them very carefully as, you know, someone who's not affiliated with any of the people that have been nominated. We've even gone, you know, some years we'll send them to Havasu and have them judge down there. Nobody knows them, so it really is off of what you turn in.
Very good.
So we try to be as fair as we possibly can in that, you know, and I know a lot of people every year it's like, oh, it's, you know, just all the chamber people picking their own friends. It's not. We do not judge them at all as them completely outside of the chamber. So.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And we do.
We welcome nominations from everywhere. You know, my favorite ones are the people that aren't as well known, you know, recognizing those people that we don't know.
Right.
I love getting those nominations in.
Well, and, you know, you've got to do it right, and you've got to do it secret, and you've got to, because Andy Devine's name is on this. And, you don't want his family coming after you or Andy,
exactly.
Or Andy rolling over in the grave saying, what's the chamber doing up there, you know, so.
Right.
Top secrets. What else is happening?
Do you want me to rattle off a list of brand new members?
Why not? Tell everybody who joined the chamber. I think one of them is one of my sponsors. He's starting next week or the week after. It's the week after he starts, East West Financial Services.
Yes. Yes, that is one of our new members. You are correct.
Yeah.
Yes, we have. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath because we got a bunch. we have ACR Diesel and Auto Repair. We have All Accounting Solutions, the American Legion, where our ribbon cutting, or I'm sorry, Sunrise Mixer is going to be, Bicycle Outfitters, Boyd's Outlaw Sleep Centers, and they joined as a bronze member. We have Care Flight 66, Flashover Graphics, Frozen Yogurt Island, the Insurance Center of Kingman, Jim's House of Glass, Joe's Bang Room. I'm excited to go check that out.
Yeah.
Catherine Heindreich Adult Center, where our mixer was just last night.
Right.
Kingman Garage Door Company, Moore MD, The Gun Shop, Zen Business, Diamond Brothers has rejoined us, as you just said, East West Financial Services, and they also joined as a bronze member.
Oh.
And we've got KWLP out of Peach Springs, Mandarin Orchid House, Mojave Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation. Your John from down in Bullhead just recently purchased
John Hassett.
And joined up here.
Yep.
Sierra Tires, St. Vincent de Paul, the Healthy Bar, the Local Pages, and Vagabonds. So see, I'm giving you a run for your money.
I was going to say, I asked for new members and fill the next 10 minutes.
Right.
Well, that, you know what? That just shows that these people have confidence in your chamber, that they know the chamber's going to do things, and that their money's going to be well spent. And obviously the new offices and the partnership with the college and Arizona at Work is just going to do great things altogether for Kingman.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it really, I can't focus or stress enough how all of these partnerships working together are really, really changing things here, you know, and I just feel like people have kind of, you know, come back home a little bit, and
yeah.
We all need to support each other and work together and, you know, create a great community, and that's what we're all about, so.
There you go. All right.
Helping each other out, yes.
What else do you have on your agenda for today?
Well, I do want to take a minute and say something about our ambassadors. We did just have board elections on that, so Jen Hayes from Arizona at Work is our chairperson for this year. Bill McClure, who we call 50-50 man, he will sell 50-50 tickets. He's he does a great job at those.
Those are important.
He is our vice president or vice chairman.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Those are important, those 50-50 tickets.
They are,
yeah.
Yes.
Especially if you're the chamber or the winner.
Yes. And Lori Gannett from the Community and Corporate Ed, she is our secretary. And they have decided we will do Mardi Gras again. So put on your calendars for February the 19th. We'll be doing Mardi Gras here in Kingman.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing that again. And, again, you know, can't stress enough about the Andy Awards, getting those nominations in. That dinner will be September the 20th.
That's just
and
around the corner.
And it's at a location to be determined, so.
Oh, okay.
we'll get back to you on that one, but, yeah, probably going to be at the Elks Lodge up at, by the golf course.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just around the corner, so get your applications.
Just around the corner, yeah.
Make a commitment to fill one out this weekend for somebody.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes. Yes, I booked myself out of Beale Celebrations, so.
All right, what else you got?
That happens. Oh, my goodness, what else have we got going on? Well, I think I mentioned earlier about the workforce development videos that we're doing and getting those out. So if you own a business and you're interested in being in one of those segments, give us a call here at the Chamber. You know, we try to reach out what we think are great ideas, but they're, you know, contact us too and let us know if you want to be part of that, if you've got a manufacturing business or in the healthcare, hospitality, any of those. We welcome, you know, to hear from you. And then also if you're a member, we'll do those Business Buzz videos with the B. So we're trying to schedule three or four in a day instead of going out once a week. We'll set up a schedule and go out and come into your business and learn about you and get that out to the community and let people know about you.
Good deal. So, Becky, what's your phone number there for the public that want to get involved or want to call? Of course, you're leaving right now to go to Phoenix to see the game. But, I mean, if anybody wants to call you Monday or stop by.
Yeah, 928-753-6253. And again, you can always check out all of those things should be on our website at kingmanchamber.com.
All right. Becky, thank you so much. Have fun at the Cardinals game tonight, and I hope they win just for you.
I certainly hope so. Thank you.
All right, Becky. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay. Sounds
Thanks.
Good. Thanks.
All right. What is going on with my CD player? I played them. It shows it's playing, and I got nothing. Huh. Let's try this one. There we go. Okay. All right. That was weird. Hey, we're going to take a break. I do want to remind you that Paul Lavoie is up next after the top of the hour. And Go Lake Havasu is going to be in the studio. And Mike Bonney, CDK, CPA. Check that out after the top of the hour. I'll be right back.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
This is Barbecue Radio Nation host Dave Kias, along with my co-host, barbecue expert Dan Hathaway.
We come to you every Saturday afternoon at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, KNTR 106.3 in Lake Havasu City. Let us help you master your backyard grilling and smoking and become the envy of your neighborhood.
And another way to do that, Dan, is to visit our friend Ingrid at Patio Paradise at 1701 Mesquite Avenue. That's at the corner of Capri and Mesquite Avenue.
Tune in every Saturday at 2 right here on the Talk of the Tri-State, 106.3.
This was a song I tried to play earlier. It was showing me it was playing, but we weren't hearing it. Hey, welcome back to the program. It's about 6 minutes before the hour. Coming up after the top of the hour, Paul Lavoie. And I was looking at the wrong line. Excuse me. Actually, today will be a special edition of Havasu Pioneers Radio Show that kicks off in about 10 minutes. Yeah, check that out. I want to remind you, we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have a co-op connection card? You save money at Mattress Land, Office Express, Rim Country Rockin' Yard, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, Stout Wellness, Little Caesars Pizza, yeah. So get that co-op connection card. Stop by their offices on Hancock Road. It's free. They don't track you or anything. They just want you to save money, that's all. Stop by their office on Hancock and pick one up today or call 763-1100. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we've got clothing stores, sports items, a new sports store. Check that out. Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, vape products, art, and a thrift store. Down on the front of the building, on the outside facing Casino Drive, we have a pet daycare, medical clinic. I'm not a rich man. Dollar store, nail salon, and a bar. And know the building's not for sale, and know they're not tearing it down. Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker has electricians all over Mojave County every single day. So if you need an electrician at your house or your business, he can do both. Call 718-9444. In fact, if you're going to build a house and you want him to do your electrical, you can call him for that too, you know. 718-9444, and they're available 24/7. So if you have an emergency in the middle of the night, you know, fuse box blows up or something, you know, you want an electrician to come and fix that, call him. 718-9444. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? The bar and the grill at Laughlin Ranch, oh man, they satisfy all your cravings with steaks and pastas and burgers and salads, plus happy hour, oh yeah, and a fabulous brunch on the weekends. Check it out this weekend. Dine in or carry out. You can take it home if you want. The ranch, the bar, the grill, it's also good. See the entire menu at LaughlinRanch.com. All right, we're just about out of time here. I do want to remind you of a couple things going on around town. First of all, if you live in Kingman, this is the last day you can do, or actually tomorrow, this is the last day you can do the survey in regards to the transit district. So if you want to do that, go on Monkey Survey, of course it's Monkey Survey, surveymonkey.com/r/cart2, all right? Or you can probably go to the Kingman Chamber or City of Kingman and probably find it that way also. So if you're interested, check that out. That's coming your way. Also, I want to remind you, there is a blood drive today. It starts, in about 1 hour. It starts at, trying to do two things here at the same time. Starts at 1 o'clock, goes to 5 o'clock. So check that out. You're going to like it. This CD player is brand new, and it does not want to play with me all the time. There we go. All right, here we go. Also remind you that America is coming tomorrow night to the East Center, right, at the Edgewater. And the Sounds of Kingman, we talked about that earlier. That's at Metcalf Park on the 22nd. Blood Drive on Tuesday. That blood drive is at Lee Williams School in Kingman, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Call Vitalant at 877-258-4825 or vitalant.org if you have questions. There is a charity golf tournament at the King Moose Lodge. That's at Serbert. Well, they're putting it on at Serbert Cliffs at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Call Eric Olson if you have a question, 599-639-9511. And here's a fun thing. The 28th, which is next Friday night. Next Saturday. War at the E-Center in Laughlin. You know, remember War? Cisco Kid was a friend of mine? Yeah. Hey, it is National Radio Day. I don't know about you, but I grew up to KRLA, KMPC, KFI, KWIZ, and 93KHJ Boss Radio with Robert W. Morgan and The Real Don Steele, Charlie Tuna, Charlie Van Dyke, Sam Riddle, Humble Harv, some of the great radio personalities. That's going to can it for me. I'll see you on Monday. Have a great day.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.